Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Good to have you guys with us, and we're going to have a lot of fun today. Don, good to see you here.
Yeah, good to be here.
And it is chock full of all sorts of seasonal things going on. You name it, it's going to be talked about, from a crazy tournament down in on the Illinois River that you'll be interested to hear.
Oh, really?
You like those quirky kind of things.
I do.
And we're going to actually get to a story I've been trying to get to. It's about the Yelp reviews of the national parks that are absolutely off the charts funny. You will not believe it.
All right.
Yeah, so that and more when we come back. Ashkenam Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenam offers everything for the angler or family vacation, with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies? Good to see you, Don.
Yes.
Good to have everybody listening on the other end as well.
Yes.
Of course, we can't see
Thanks
them.
Thanks for joining us.
Can't hear them. Can we?
Oh, sometimes we can.
Oh, that's true. that we can do. That we can do. You got a fishing trip coming up.
Yeah, I do have one coming up here not too far into the future.
Where are you
We're going to be heading up
gallivanting
to,
now?
Well, we're going to be heading up to Lake of the Woods with a nice crew. Spend another week up there, hopefully. And
up to the north, north.
Yeah, well, it's just not too far north of the border, about an hour. So we get to the edge of the water, and then we have a nice ride about 15 miles out to an island.
That's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
We'll be going up Lake of the Woods. We're going to stay up at Flag this year.
Oh.
And
how are you getting there?
By boat.
Are you?
Yeah, we're driving the Vexus from right at Sportsman's. Or that launch ramp right there, public launch.
Yep.
And we're heading, as we do every year.
I would get there real early in the morning.
Why is that? Up
because it's much calmer.
Oh, that won't happen. It's the same thing. We get there in the afternoon every year, same thing. We've done this the last 3-4 years, and it's the same deal. No joke. I get it. We had... Down
you
last?
Know, it's just, you know, you could go the night before and get a nice room, get a good rest, and show up at the ramp at 5 a.m. And
well, you could do that, but some of those guys that I'm going with, they have other commitments, so.
What, jobs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I used to have that, too.
Well, my new gig is, yeah. I'm extremely happy.
You could make it work.
I can make that work.
Sure.
It's just extremely exciting. But
yep.
So I did take that trip, and it was rough a couple days. Now, we're loaded for 5 days, so the boat is packed. We've got coolers. We've got clothing. We've got more coolers. We've got more clothes. We've got fishing tackle. We've got everything, right? Everything is loaded in this thing. It's as full as you can get it.
Right.
And of course, then it's never calm.
No, that's why I say if you take off in the afternoon, you're waiting for the wind to come up.
But Don, I will counter that, because last year we came back, we left at 5:30 a.m. thinking it's going to be just fine.
Oh yeah,
the wind was blowing, and I mean, blowing out of the southeast. No, so yeah, southeast, right up the chute, just south southeast.
Right.
And it was blowing probably 25. So we were about 15 miles an hour the whole way, all the way from up top down to the other end of the lake.
Well, I can tell you, I've been caught on that lake in winds out of the west at 40.
I know.
And I will never do that again. I mean, it's just about as scary as you can.
Well, and it comes up quick, too. You can be out there and it'll be just fine.
Yeah, this has been blowing all day, and we had this brilliant idea that we needed to get back.
Had to.
Yeah.
We don't have that need. If it's that bad, it's not a big deal.
No.
And we're dealing with, you know, I'm dealing with a 20-foot Vexus. One of the other guys has my old boat. I used to run a Ranger, and he's got that. So we actually had three. So there's a Vexus DVX-22 that I Talked to a guy buying it, loves it. DVX-20, my boat, just got it. And then a Ranger. We've got the boats that can handle it.
Not 40 mile an hour,
but
you don't.
Hang on. But there's a point where you still, even with those quality of boats, you have to recognize and understand when to say when. That's the reason I say that. I've been on the lake when it's been nasty. I've been on that lake where you just say, not happening. We did a filming with Winkleman.
Yep.
And Nate Berg was camera guy. We were out, Ty Chardin, we filmed it. Great bite. It proceeded to get worse and worse and worse. And one of the guests we had on was one of the sponsors of the Winkleman show. And he was out there, and he actually got sick. And they had to pull him back. It was horrible. Fish were biting. But, I mean, it was swells probably six footers, which means it's level 6 feet up from flat water and then 6 feet down.
You
so they were
your buddy 200 feet over. You can't find him anymore.
Oh, yeah. You can watch him when he comes up, right up to the top of the wave.
No, I was in a 32-foot Sea Ray.
Oh, I know.
Because we were using the boats at the
launch. The launch isn't?
Well, no, at the resort that we were staying at. So in a 32-foot boat in 40, we could only go 3 miles an hour coming back.
Yeah.
That takes a long time.
Oh, it's not good. Plus, you have to worry about if you get enough fuel. And
Well, that was the scary part. Because if we'd have gotten sideways, we'd have been in big trouble.
Oh yeah, that's the issue with a lot of those big lakes that you just have to be careful.
We cleared the gap in the dark.
That's not a good thing to do.
No, and we didn't even know we did it. We did not even realize we'd gone through the gap. We ran aground on the Canadian side. We literally put it right into the sand. Stuck it in the sand.
But there, that would have been if the wind was bad. Then you would have been okay there. I mean, it would have been calmer.
That's where it got calmer when we got through the gap, and then
because it's tight,
it's a snug fit. It's about maybe 100 yards wide.
Not even. Oh no. 50 probably. 50 yards wide.
So anyway,
that's going to be fun though.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So
I love fall fishing. Crappies are usually pretty nice up there. You know, we're hoping to see the 14 inchers again.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Well, we're hoping to see some. Good stuff going on up at Ashkenham. That's coming up pretty quick.
Yeah, the lucky folks, I got the...
Got the win.
Got the win on the Fish With Us. And we'll be doing that here later in a few weeks. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That'll be good. And I've got a vet trip. I'm trying to get that organized, same at CAB. Yep. So a lot of fun stuff coming up. And one of the things that I wanted to just briefly, since we got off track, but that's okay. Getting off track is part of it, right, Don?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Just real briefly, a lot of guys and my buddies are like, boy, I was out in the woods and it was just miserable. I was sweating, trying to get everything ready to go. You know what? You don't have to hate deer hunting or hate the deer or hate whatever to get your stuff ready for either it's turkey or whatever. Hate them bad enough to go out there and work up a sweat and make it miserable because it's supposed to be fun. Prepping is fun, right? But one of those things when you end up having a time of year when it can be hot, it's miserable. Take a little time, but make sure you got leaves in the trees. Make sure you have all of the preps work ready. So when the leaves fall off, you're in your stand or you're walking in the woods, you're ready to go. But just make sure it's fun for you and if any bring anybody else with you. So make sure you do that. Well, tell you what, we're going to be right back. More Valley Outdoors right after this.